This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly being part of the conversation. You know, you got to be part of the conversation. I don't care what you're doing or how you're doing or where you're doing or whatever, but you really should be part of the conversation. That's how you get involved, engaged. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on. Lots happening up there. You can give me your email address so I can send you out an email, let you know what's going on with the show, the days we're going to be up and running, the days we have, what guests we're going to have on, topics we're going to be hitting. Before I get rolling, you know, the ACLU, Schumer, and what do they call her, Pocahontas?
Pocahontas.
Who?
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas?
Because she's Po.
Oh, okay. She's fake.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I got it. All right. So Elizabeth Warren and other prominent Dems say the Constitution is in the way. It's a problem. We'll talk about that later on in the hour. I mean, I'd really like to know what that means. I mean, at the bottom of the hour, Dr. Elena George is going to join us. And she is... She's here to discuss the health care issues. You know, again, like I said, we've been so distracted with everything else going on. We're not paying attention to the health care issue, to what's coming down through Congress, what they're going to change, who's in charge, and whether Big Pharma really is the problem we think they are. Well, of course, we know they are. But, you know, you've heard me talk about on the show a million times about, again, who is making the decisions on your health care, on how you're taking care of it. It isn't you, just so we're clear. It's not you by any stretch of the imagination. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you spend with us. David from San Francisco. Glad you could
call. And, yeah, not too bad. And that's Kimberly, right?
Kimberly, yes, Kimberly Martin.
Or did she take off?
She did. A little late for her right now where she's at.
All right. Well, in any case, you know, what you were talking about before, the issue of the political parties and whether you could trust them and this and that. You know, I've told you before, I believe Trump to be organized crime. He's not political. And so you don't deal with organized crime the same way you do deal with a crooked politician. Crooked politicians need that next vote. Organized crime doesn't. You know, once Trump fires all of the district attorneys and replaces them and the dirty and replaces the judges too, if organized crime gets to choose the judges and choose the DAs, doesn't matter if Trump's in office ever again. You know, he gets to choose. In fact, you remember what indulgences was?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, for the listeners that aren't familiar with it, back in, I think it was, the 1400s or the 1500s, Martin Luther was a monk, and he saw a whole bunch of crimes happening in the church. And so he made a list of them, and he nailed it to the front door of the cathedral. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of them, the worst one that, you know, goes down in history is indulgences, which means you could pay in advance and then sin later. Pay now, sin later.
Well, actually, technically, you could buy yourself out of purgatory. You could buy a loved one out of purgatory. That was one of the things you could do as well.
Yeah, cash money will do it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it doesn't matter if that cash money is stolen. You know, if they go out and loot some village or neighborhood or whole country.
But get to your point is the parties. I mean,
well, so
where
we're going with organized crime running the country, they're running an indulgence scheme. And it's so interesting.
Are you suggesting that it's only been happening under Trump, that none of these things went on under anybody else, or have they always been running the government?
It's degrees. I mean, what you used to have, pick a state, and then some counties were clean and some were dirty. You know, you had speed trap counties, and you had honest counties, and some they were struggling. And so the various states had honest U.S. district attorneys. They wouldn't put up with a crooked guy coming in here. You know, I'm calling you from San Francisco, and we've had good ones and we've had bad ones. And, I've been in 25 years. I've seen good and bad ones, you know. And Trump fired 48 of them overnight when he came into office. He took their keys and locked them out of the building forever, the same night kind of stuff.
And you replaced them with a bunch of mafia attorneys, or how did that go?
Well, actually, to start, he didn't appoint anybody. It took him months to even start appointing people, so they had cases that would fall to nothing, because if you're fooled around with the courts, you got 10 days to turn in a response, and then 20 days to respond to that, then you got to move ahead with your cases. You got some huge banking cases.
All right, you got to make your point really quick, because we're pretty much done here with the segment.
Well, yeah, I mean, the point is that political parties have the ability to put a stop to that, and some of them don't. And nowadays,
neither one of them does. But go ahead.
Well, they're terrified of organized crime, and so we've got to actually protect the judges. We got to protect the honest judges. We got to protect the honest DAs. We got to protect the cops from organized crime. You think Homeland Security isn't trying to move in on every sheriff?
I hear you. We got to get going. Thanks for the call, Dave. I wish the past administration would have protected our police officers. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always appreciate Mike the call from Dave from San Francisco. And one of these days, I'm going to get him on the phone, and we're going to talk about the actual issues they're having in San Francisco. I want to know if he has to wear extra thick boots to step over the needles that are in the street, the piles of needles that are all over the place there. Anyway, I have Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, I got, the ACLU, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren. Somehow, they feel like the Constitution is an obstacle to our freedom. We'll be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Franklin Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited, celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of
America. We are back.
When I play the maracas, I go chick chicky boom.
I love this song because they use the word chick chicky boom. I'm Joe Mateen, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And when you call, I mean, look, I believe in being respectful. I get a little irritated with some people. You've heard me on the phone with people. But for the most part, yeah, you got something you believe is true? Go for it. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you do, including buying the book, Rambling of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Look, if you want one autographed, which I still kind of feel weird about, if you want one autographed, just, you know, buy it off the store at the Real Side, and I'll autograph it for you before I send it to you. Otherwise, if you just want to get it, Kindle version, all that, you can pick that up at Amazon. Okay, so a couple quick things before I get into this. You know, I grew up in the 70s in Boston, in the north end of Boston, where the mafia was very heavy, very prevalent. So to tell me about organized crime, like I don't know about organized crime, but some try to do, you know, it doesn't cut it. I know there's a lot of people out there who have never been around it, don't understand it. I saw a lot go on. I was blessed to get out of there in a time where I probably would have had to make a decision as to which way I was going to go in my life. You know, whether to wear the pinky ring and carry the gun in my, what? Envision that one. Me with a pinky ring on. Anyway, or head in the other direction. So, anyhow. And, you know, I get a kick out of it all the time because organized crime's got its hand in a lot of things. There's nothing new. Are they running the country? No. No. I mean, I'm so tired of hearing. I know some of you guys are on this, but between the deep state, the globalists, the Agenda 21 people, the, I don't know, shadow government. I mean, maybe one of them is true, but can't all five be true? Who's right and who's wrong? I put five of you guys in a room. You're going to beat your brains out trying to prove who's right and who's wrong. Which is why we have to get in the position of electing people that have a spine, that will fight, that will open their mouths, that won't back down. And that's how you do it. You know, it's some of you know I'm on a school board in California. Now I'm on a school board and I do a radio show that makes the loons crazy, makes a lot of people on the far left out of their minds. But I'm not giving up. I was called to do something. I'm going to do it. Anyway, the and then the internal fight for the Democrats. I mean, my God. First of all, let them fight from within. This is great. Don't stop them from eating each other up. Because they're wasting all that energy. We usually do it. It's nice to see another group do it for once. But it's almost always the Republicans doing it. And now you got the Democrats doing it. And some people want to stop them. Are you crazy? Encourage them. Tell them how wonderful it is. Seriously. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate, you know, when you start looking at Chuck Schumer, the ACLU, listen to what these groups are saying about the Constitution, how problematic the Constitution. God bless the Constitution. We're going to talk a little bit about that on Wednesday. I've got it. Rick Green does a whole, you can check out his website, rickgreen.com. And he does a whole piece on how the Constitution came about, how problematic it was, the arguments that were going on at the time, what our founding fathers were thinking. We're going to play that in the show. He's given me his permission to play it on the show on Wednesday night, so you'll very much enjoy it as my 4th of July. Actually, I'm going to do both. I'm going to play some clips from people who have no clue how we became a country and others that do. The American Civil Liberties Union, I don't even know, they have guns, they now belong to the left. They totally belong to the left. They pretty much admit that they no longer really support the Constitution. In an 8-page memo, the ACLU agonizes over whether and when to lend a helping hand to people it clearly despises. It didn't categorically reject the possibility that the organization would defend deplorables, civil liberties, but it left itself plenty of wiggle room, if you would. Right? I mean, it's really complicated to them. The writer says he suspects that the ACLU has always quietly exercised discretion, and we've seen it here. I don't know how many times here I've said, okay, so where's the ACLU in this? Are they defending Christian rights? Are they defending non-black, non-Hispanic, non-LGBTQ rights? Do they stick up for anybody other than their core group that they believe has been wronged? I mean, seriously. And do they really defend our Bill of Rights? Now, they do want to maintain that they are an organization for all people. But as former ACL president Nadine Strossen said in a recent interview, the ACLU defends all fundamental freedoms of all people. They should have said, comma, except, right? And then should have listed 20 or 25 there. And let's be honest, it does it and never has, right? They've never filed a Second Amendment lawsuit. I mean, if somebody's seen one, let me know. Right? The Bill of Rights apparently only include 9 amendments, or is it 8? Well, the federal government's extreme overreach. The ACLU rarely sues the federal government for violating the 10th Amendment. Right? They do, however, fight valiantly for women's rights to choose. That seems to be their big one. Not in the Constitution. I'm not trying to be crass or ugly or nasty or anything. I'm just saying, we're, truly, what is the ACLU there for? It's really funny because the argument today about the new Supreme Court nominee is all around Roe versus Wade, because that is the only law they ever vote on. Now, the ACLU is now admitting that there's a lot of factors they need to be considered before taking a case. First question that needs to be asked, whose rights are being trampled? Is it good people or bad people? Well, what do they mean by that? Right, we've talked about this before. It's the same thing when it comes to, you know, comprehensive immigration. What does it mean? Well, it means two totally different things. Like it was written from two different planets, two ends of the universe when you ask a Republican or a Democrat. Is it our side or their side? These are questions the president is asking, not the president of the ACLU. One fact that the ACLU will consider is the impact of the proposed speech and the impact of its suppression. Well, that shouldn't have anything to do with anything. Free speech is free speech. You don't like it? You change the station. You shut your phone off. You go to a different feed. Dr. Elena George joins me on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Got a lot coming up on the world of medicine and how your health is taken care of. We'll be back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano-Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano-Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano-Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
This president wants somebody who has great experience.
President Trump meets with his top picks to fill the open slot on the Supreme Court. Now that Justice Kennedy is retiring, the president also meeting with Democrats in red states like West Virginia's Joe Manchin. The president expected to announce his choice after the 4th of July holiday on Monday the 9th. More now from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says what the president will be looking for in a nomination.
nominee.
Deep intellect, wonderful judicial credentials. But I am just amazed how, yet again, the left boils every single thing, including a Supreme Court justice, down to one issue, abortion.
An American woman has died in that engine explosion on a tour boat in the Bahamas. 10 other people hurt in the incident over the weekend. This man witnessing the horror.
The boat exploded right in front of us.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
There is the theory of the Mobius. A twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. To the real side of the show, it's always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. That song would have a whole new meaning for me. But anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You need to pay attention because it's the only way you're going to learn anything. And we're back, and I love having Dr. Elena George on with me, and she's one of my favorite guests to have on because you get real information from her. You know, we were talking about this the other day on the show, how you get all this foo-foo conversation, people use words that you don't understand, but when I've had her on in the past, we really get an understanding of what's going on in the medical world, in the pharmaceutical world and so on. So, Dr. Elena George, thanks so much for being with me today.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be with you, Joe.
I really do appreciate it when you're on with me, because I got to tell you something. Even when you go to your own doctor, you want to find one that speaks English, you know what I mean, that you can understand what they're saying so you know what to do with yourself. A lot of times we don't have the information we need, to move forward and do what's best for us. And we're trapped by the insurance company, so that's always a lot of fun, too. Hey, Dr. George, President Trump's been alluding to a new health care plan that how he does it. You got a huge better, going to work better for Americans. You have any idea what it's about or what's in it at this point?
I think the framework about putting the power of the purse back with the patient and giving them choice. And to that end, they're starting to talk about, or they have talked about, and I think they've put into practice, being able to buy insurance across state lines, being able to join as a group. So if you have a bunch of dentists, for example, you can join as a health plan association and purchase health insurance. Right now, as an individual, you're going to pay a lot more than a group. And if you can form your own group, then that's going to allow you to save a lot of money. That's one of the things that they've pushed, and I think that's going to be coming online quite soon. What I'd like to see, and I'm not sure that's in there yet, is the health savings accounts being used for things like medical cost sharing or being used for direct primary care so that the patients can actually really use their money in a way that they see fit, not as what the insurance company deems is medically necessary. And I would love to see that happen. I'm going to really push for that.
Well, one of the organizations.
But it's a start.
Yeah, well, one of the organizations we both support is Liberty Health Share. And I got to tell you, I say this to people all the time. I'm blessed to have a doctor that understands, you know, I'm paying for time to be with him. He listens to what I have to say. You know, he doesn't stand by the door like he's in a rush, like, get it out of your mouth. Come on, I got to figure this out. He actually sits down with you and talks to you about what's going on. And the irritant for me, as you just alluded to, is when you have the insurance company, doctors usually, unless you're paying for it yourself, they can usually only go through, you know, certain tests, a certain process, a certain procedure before they get to what actually needs to be done. Isn't that true?
It's very true. I'm sitting here now and fighting with a couple of insurance companies on things that are medically appropriate based on ENT guidelines, and they're arbitrarily denying it. My patient hasn't worked for over a month because their insurance company is playing games. That is the most frustrating thing that I can't even begin to tell you how pissed I am about it. I mean, three letters later and my peer review with a pediatrician, and I'm just nauseated by this. Patients need to understand that doctors are their advocates. They need to work with us. We need to put pressure to bear together on the insurance companies to do the right thing. If you're paying the premium as a patient, you deserve them to cover what you need done. No one's out here trying to do procedures and order tests that they don't need. That's not what's going on, but that's what's been said by the powers that be that want to pull or take control of the entire healthcare system. They want us fighting, as with everything in our society, Joe, it looks like. They want us fighting amongst ourselves so that we can be distracted, so they can run everything. I'm just done with that.
Yeah, I don't, but you know, it's funny. One of my pet peeves for years has been you go to the doctor, you go for a basic physical. He or she takes a blood test, sends it out to the lab, and then you have to chase them for 2 weeks since they're so busy to find out what the results were. And then you have to come back in again. To, you know what I'm saying? So I pay for the blood work done up front because I go, look, I don't care the insurance company's not paying for it. Now, some people can't afford to do that. But I don't want to chase you, and I want you checking stuff out when I come there the first time, you know, that maybe it came back and I needed to do something or need to do whatever before I get to the doctor's office. It seems to make more sense to me, and I'm just a simpleton.
Well, there's a reason for that, because the centralization of our healthcare system has totally devalued what the doctor does in the office. They want us spending 7 minutes per patient.
Wow.
You can't order and go over all these tests in 7 minutes because you have a next. And that's what's happened in this, you know, electronic medical record system world that we're living in. It's become supposedly more efficient, but in actuality, less time is spent with the patient and more time charting. That's why you have to come back so often. And I would say, too, that people don't know this, but the cost of healthcare is not equal. If you have health insurance, you sound totally crazy what I'm about to say, but it's true. If you have health insurance, you are paying boatloads more money than someone who's coming in and paying cash. I don't care if you're in a doctor's office. I don't care if you're in the hospital. I don't care if you're in a radiology center or a lab. You are paying more money for the privilege of carrying a piece of plastic. And if people really understood that, they'd be up in arms.
Oh, look at your dental stuff. Now, I know it's not exactly the same, but when you think about what you pay, you know, my kids' braces were cheaper, me paying it cash, than it was going through the insurance company. I never understood that. Mm-hmm. And frankly, the doctor in the billing department would just shrug their shoulders and go, you know, that's just the way it is, man. You know, you just got to deal with it. Go, no. I'll tell you what. I'll just pay for it. How's that? You know what I'm saying? So it was always
an
irritant. It was all about the money. No kidding.
It's follow the money.
Yep.
That's what it's about. The people on Capitol Hill are not looking out for us. They're looking to get their palms greased, and the top 10 lobbyists are healthcare related.
Oh, of course.
Most of them.
Of course.
And it's terrible. There's something called a safe harbor rule or law. That means the pharmacy benefit management company, which people may not know what that is, but big picture is it's a middleman that inserts themselves between the manufacturer, the insurance company, the pharmacy, and the patient, and they get money, kickbacks, legal kickbacks, to pick the right drug or the favorite drug of the month and get money from the insurance company and from the manufacturer. And they make over $300 billion a year.
Wow.
Guess who pays that?
Wow.
It's the patient. And that's Congress who passed that law. Congress is part of the problem here, Joe. They've done things in legislation that are anti-patient, anti-physician. And I'm going to give you another example. There's no doctor shortage in actuality. It's manufactured. Congress passed a law called the Balanced Budget Act of 1997, and in that law, they lowered the amount of money given to medical education. That means interns, residents, the hospitals get money from the government to help pay for training. When they cut that money, they cut the residencies.
Wow.
Voila, you don't have enough doctors now because of what they did.
Wow.
You can't be a doctor unless you do 1 year of internship. So you can pass all your medical school, get your MD degree, pass all your boards, but unless you do at least 1 year of residency, you will never practice medicine in our country. So now we have doctors who are ready to go, who can't work because they can't get trained. They're baristas, they're anything else but doctors. And so I challenge anybody out there who thinks there's not enough of us to know about this and think that's a good thing.
Well, we'll go through that. Dr. George, just send them to California. We have what's called physician's assistants out here in California. And more, the legislature gives them more and more power to do medical procedures to diagnose people. And I got to tell you something, it scares the crud out of me because they don't have anywhere near the experience that a doctor has, yet they're doing all the basic stuff that a doctor would do. I want a doctor giving me a physical. I want a doctor that's been around, forgive me, I want a doctor that's been around more than 5, 8, 10 years. You know what I'm saying? The grayer, the better, as far as I'm concerned.
I want to say, this is not a knock on our colleagues who are physician assistants and nurses, but we don't train the same way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a matter of time. Yeah. An average nurse practitioner trains 600 hours to be a nurse practitioner. A surgeon can train up to 21,000 hours.
Wow.
That's
wow.
a huge difference, okay? Wow. So we're not talking apples and apples anymore.
No.
These healthcare professionals are supposed to be allied, which means you see the doctor and they're part of the system. I don't believe that they should be the front line. But again, if you follow the money, the hospitals are making money by having less labor costs and then sticking it with the patient. Same thing goes with the clinics. And at this point, it's a two-tier system.
Wow.
If you want to see an MD and you want to spend quality time, then you need to find a direct primary care practice.
More with Dr. Elena George right after the break. Don't go far. You got to hear this. We're going to talk about Big Pharma. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
We are back. This is the Real Side on GCN. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, you gotta love this stuff, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. But I think we ought to get back to it. What do you think, right? All right, we're back at it again with Dr. Lovett when she's on. Like I said, very simple, easy to understand. And you get a real feel, a real understanding of what's going on in the medical world, in the drug world, the medical world, the doctor world. Anyway, Dr. George, thanks so much for being with me. I really do appreciate your time.
It's a pleasure.
All right, so I love the breaks. We're going to start selling time during the breaks, because that's when the best conversations happen, I think. But I was telling you about my understanding, and I'd like other people to say the hold that Big Pharma actually has, not just on us, but on our doctors. And I was talking to you about something that kind of threw me for a loop, being the average Joe, if you would, and pardon me for saying it that way. You know, blood pressure for years, the nervous thing was it 140? If you were 140 over 80, that was, you got to go see the doctor. That's hypertension or pre-hypertension or whatever they called it at the time. I was running at 142. I went in to see my doctor. He said, you know what? I'm not worried about you. You're a bigger guy, and yada, yada. And he went through the whole thing. But you know what? You need to blow off some weight. You know that. So you blow off some weight, do a little bit of walking, and let's see what happens. I'm not going to just give you pills. I had one doctor who just wanted to give me pills because my dad, my brother, and high blood pressure. He said, well, then you have high blood pressure. You didn't even check me. Are you serious? So anyway, I did what he said. I went on a bit of a diet. I didn't go crazy. I went on a bit, you know, some people cut out everything. I didn't. I went on a bit of a diet. I threw off, blew off about 30 pounds in 2 months. And I've been averaging, you know, 118 over like 75 for the last couple of months, two or three or four months. But the freaky thing I was telling you about is they dropped the high blood pressure thing at one point to 130 over 70-something. I'm going, oh, my God. So I went from doing well to all of a sudden I was back in the same hole I was in at 140. What gives?
Well, it's called evidence-based medicine, and that's what the criteria is being used to, you know, to name what the standard of care is going to be. But again, you have to look at the baseline, who stands to gain from this. A lot of these studies are underwritten by the big pharma whose medications they're testing. So as we all know, you can change the statistic any way you want by changing who's in your study. That's why we have, those trial lawyers making mints off of various drugs that have gone bad. So we all know that there's a problem with that system, don't we?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But what they've managed to do is change what's considered to be normal. When I was in medical school, normal blood pressure was 120 over 80. That's now pre-hypertensive, and they want to pre-treat you all of a sudden. Cholesterol normal was up to 250. Now it's down to 200. They have literally changed the parameters of what's considered to be normal. I think it's a conflict of interest here. So now you've gone from being in obesity, perfect example, up to 30, or I think 32 or something was normal. Now you're obese. So all of these things are driving people into treatment options or treatment pathways. And the doctors who are employed by hospitals do not have independent power. I want to be very specific on that. They are employees of the hospital. They have algorithms that they must meet. I've done these electronic medical records. You can't even close a chart unless you answer the meaningful use questions. How many times have you tried to hurt yourself? Do you have a gun in your home? Or examples of the questions that you have to ask the patient. You can't close the chart, which means you need to ask those questions. You can't leave them blank. Those doctors are under duress. If they don't follow the guidelines, then they're considered to be problems, and they may be removed under peer review. So you can understand, I mean, I just want to give you a flavor for the duress that an average physician is under. You can't practice medicine using the Hippocratic Oath because you've got the hospital telling you what you can and cannot do.
Wow.
I give you another thing to think about. 400 doctors per year are committing suicide now since this Obamacare thing rolled out, and it's not a good place to be. If you want to take care of your patients, you want to be left alone, you have to stay out of these systems. That's what it's come down to. And that's another reason that patients should think about going to an independent doctor. They should go to my website, drelenagorge.com. They can also see a list of organizations that specialize in independent doctors, like the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, the Association of Independent Doctors. These are both examples of doctors who are not going to play the game, who love our patients, who love the Hippocratic Oath, and will not be, harbor fiduciary responsibilities to the patient, not to a pharma company, not to a hospital.
Yeah. And I didn't go through that way of doing it. I found, I think I was telling you during the break, I found my doctor, and I love him because he's very black and white about stuff. And he's even said to me in the past, mm-hmm. I can give you a pill to fix this, but then you won't change your lifestyle. You won't change what you're eating. You won't change what you're doing, that kind of thing. And he's right on. He said, look, if it gets really bad, really critical, then I'll do something like that. But this is what you need to do to fix that. Here's what you need to eat. Here's you need to get out of your chair and walk around your desk five times a day. We don't hear that anymore. Now they just give you a pill.
No.
A young friend of mine just got seven pills from the same doctor. Like, my God, you went from zero to seven? God.
And, you know, that's a low number. The average patient takes over 11 medications in our country. I think there are a million people on medication, if not more at this point.
Wow.
You know, I'm not a proponent of one size fits all. If these medications do work for some patients, the question is, does everybody need to be on them? That's my question.
There you go.
And if you don't have a doctor that you can ask a question like this about, what else can I do? How can I not take medication and they poo-poo you or they don't listen to you? vote with your feet, folks. Get out of that doctor's office and go somewhere else. The only way this system is going to change is if we withdraw our consent from it. Why would you want to spend money to be treated like dirt? I don't. And I refuse that. I don't have a health insurance plan. I have Liberty HealthShare because I don't believe in the insurance companies running my life. And I think the doctor and patient needs to be a team now. We need to communicate instead of having someone tell us what we should think everywhere in this country, every situation.
Listen, Dr. George, why, we
take your power back.
We do this with our car. We go into the mechanic and we argue with the mechanic over what do we need, what don't we need, this and how much for that, and why won't we do this for? And it's like we go in with your body and the doctor says something, you go, okay. Okay, I mean, ask questions. If it doesn't feel right in your head, ask the question.
Definitely. And if you have an insurance plan, ask what's covered. You can look. You can have your doctor call ahead for whatever they want to do to find out if it's covered, what the allowed amount is, so there's no gray area instead of you just getting sucked with the bill after the fact. There's ways for the patient to be more of a consumer. Yeah. You have to be a consumer. And if you know that, hey, the value is with me paying money or finding a location that will give me a price up front, then you need to do that. You know, just because you paid for your insurance doesn't mean using your deductible is really the end-all be-all. You're actually losing money these days if you do that.
And again, I feel sorry. I know some people can't afford to do it. I get it. But there are some call my doctor ahead of time and say, look, I'm coming in for this problem. What can I do ahead of time to help you out, or maybe to alleviate it before I get there, you know? So anyway, it's just amazing. Back to my comment about the car thing, we are not proactive. We don't ask the same questions about our body that we'd ask about our car. It's just amazing. You gave it a number, though, that's really scary. Under Obamacare, did you say it was 400 doctors a month or a day or a week? I want to get it right.
A year.
Oh, I'm sorry, a year.
It's a year, and that. And medical students are in this list, and doctors who have been practicing forever. I mean, it's really decimating our field. And it's not by accident. You know, if your whole purpose in life, and it sounds a little earthy crunchy, but this is all I've ever wanted to do. And if somebody wants to come in there and tell me I can't be an advocate for my patients, I need to work against the interests of my patients, that's a real conflict. That's a moral conflict. And people will hurt themselves or leave the profession rather than do that to their patient. People need to wake up. Just because something is free, just because someone tells you it's a right, doesn't mean you're going to end up on the good side of this equation. It's about control for these folks. It's not about health care. They want hospice. They want denial of care. They want rationing. And it's all because they want the money to stay in a pot. And it doesn't serve you as the patient or me as the physician. Let's take our power back. Simple.
Well, wow. I'm just sitting here thinking about, again, we need to get back to taking care of ourselves. Question your doctor. You're not right? It's not an insult to ask a doctor, why do you want me to take that pill? Is there something else I can do instead of taking the pill? Why is that? I don't know. We were talking about cholesterol during the break, and real quick before we ran out of time, my doc, we talked about him. He said, your cholesterol's at this. However, you know, the Mediterranean people to this, he went through a whole list. He said, they tend to run at that number, and they tend to be okay with it. Mm. And I appreciated that because, you know, some other doctors, here's the pill. That's got to come down to 200. End of discussion. Here's the pill. Right?
Exactly. And it comes to one size fits all. It's, you don't even test some of these drugs with women or with African Americans. So if you give them a drug, it may not even work for you. You know, this is the reality of the situation.
Wow.
You're an individual. You need to have someone who can treat you like that. That's the best medicine, period.
You want to head up to DrElenaGeorge.com, DrElenaGeorge.com. We'll send out some information on it. Again, check out her book. I'm telling you, the woman is brilliant, down to earth, and she actually does over-the-phone consultations, should you be interested. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Lots coming up in the next hour. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live.